Hi, welcome to WhiskeyCast, featuring news and interviews from the world of whiskey. I'm Mark Gillespie, and in a few minutes we'll look at the legend of Robert Burns and the whiskeys that bear his name. But first, let's look at the news, and we have two new releases to talk about. Heaven Hill Distilleries has released the 1996 edition of its Evan Williams Single Barrel Bourbon. This is a special vintage. It's from the same year that fire destroyed the original Heaven Hill Distillery near Bardstown. Since then, Heaven Hill's distilling operations have been located at the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville. On the Scotch front, the boys at John Mark and Robbo's Easy Drinking Whiskey Company are bringing out a new vatted malt. The fresh, fruity one will be rolled out slowly, starting with the World of Whiskey's duty-free shops at the airports in London, Edinburgh, and Glasgow. Finally, Jim Murray will be presenting his 2006 Canadian Whiskey of the Year Award later this week in Calgary. Jim selected the Alberta Premium Whiskey from Alberta Distillers as his winner. Jim Rogerson is the company's master distiller. On the event calendar, John Hansel of Malt Advocate magazine will hold single malt tastings on January 30th at DBA in New York and February 7th at Monk's Cafe in Philadelphia. The Munich Whiskey Festival and the Lindoris Whiskey Society's Whiskey Fest 2006 will be held on the first weekend in February. The Whiskey Festival Nord-Nederland is the weekend of February 10th in Groningen, and Whiskey Live Tokyo is February 12th. There's a complete calendar of events on the website at whiskeycast.com. Whiskey Magazine's issue 53 is reaching mailboxes in many parts of Europe this week. Editor Dominic Rosgrau gives us a preview.
There's a piece on George Washington, and Chuck Cowdery's went for a weekend for this whole bottling of George Washington's whiskey, recreating history. So there's that, and that's the next alongside a piece on Russia and the new emerging whiskey elite in Russia. They've got very wealthy elitist society there with very upmarket bars, and they'll spend absolutely no limits on getting the best malt whiskey in. So that's quite an interesting story. That Russia's changed a lot even in the 3 years I've been here. We've got a cover story on the trend over here. I don't know if it's happening in the States, but there's a big trend over here towards social gambling. And this is when you go along to a club and you play cards, or you recreate Las Vegas basically, but you do it for fun. So you bet, but you bet with chips that don't mean anything, and then the one who wins the most gets a prize. And these are being sponsored a lot. It's very trendy in society to dress up like James Bond and to go for the glitzy fashion thing and to do gambling games. And a lot of the drinks companies, the whiskey companies, are supporting this. So we've done a cover story just on how whiskey has associated itself with this fashion craze that's going on in London, especially London, but elsewhere as well. Other than that, we've got a bit of a focus on Lowland malts. We've got a tasting of Lowland malts and a visitor centerpiece at Malcolm Toshan. We've got a visitor's guide to Speyside, where to go, what to see, different standards of distillery tours, so that if you're a beginner or an expert, we can tell you where to go. And we've got a very interesting distillery focus on the Isle of Jura, which is where George Orwell lived. And Jura Distillery has been a bit neglected and ignored, but it's revamped itself. It's done up its flats there, and it's refreshed its whiskies, and a very positive piece from there.
By the way, bidding is underway for the magazine's special auction of a rare Speyside vatting. We had details on this in the last episode, and a link to the auction page is available at whiskeycast.com. January 25th is a special day in Scotland. It's the birthday of the legendary poet Robert Burns. Whiskey lovers worldwide will celebrate with haggis, bagpipes, and a healthy bit of scotch. While many distilleries mark Burns Night, only one is able to use the Burns name. Douglas Davidson is the managing director of Erin Distilleries in Ayrshire.
Whilst he was a poet and he was many things, what's not so well known is that for 2 or 3 years of his life, he was a member of Her Majesty's Customs and Excise, to use an old Scottish word, a gauger, G-A-U-G-E-R. And his job was to hunt down illegal distilleries and close them down. Now, Robbie was very good at the first part of that job, but his love of whiskey was such that I suspected he spent more time drinking with the owners than closing them down. Arran was known at that time as the home of illicit whiskey in Scotland, They had many, many illegal stills on Arran. And although we can't quite document it, we strongly are of the belief that he spent time on Arran during his time as a customs and excise officer. For that reason, and because Arran is the nearest distillery, if you like, to his place of operation, the World Burns Federation were pleased to grant us the rights to use his signature and his imagery on a whiskey, the only whiskey company allowed to do so.
Arran produces two expressions with the Burns name, a blend and a single malt.
Well, the whiskies are very light and aromatic because we use no peat and no caramel for artificial colouring, so all Arran whiskies are of a light and aromatic nature. The Robert Burns is particularly good as a mixer, and very interestingly, much of the sales have been driven by ladies coming into the single malt sector for the first time, who don't want to have a very heavily peated product that is burning on the way down or burning on the palate. So Robert Burns seems to fit that bill beautifully, and I think if Robbie were alive today, he would have a secret smile on his face to think that he's giving pleasure to the ladies in more way than one.
Earlier, Dominic Rosgrau told us about the growing taste for Scotch in Russia, and it's turned out to be one of the biggest markets for the Robert Burns whiskies.
We were a little bit puzzled by this until we found out that all primary school children in Russia are taught the legend and the background of Robert Burns at primary school. So they grow up with Burns, and there's a recognition of Burns that lasts them into adulthood when they're of an age when they can start drinking the Robert Burns blend or the Robert Burns single malt.
Davidson will spend Burns night with a group of Scottish expatriates in Houston. When your whiskey carries the Robert Burns legacy, Burns night often means being away from home.
Budapest, for example, I was astonished to find, has a very active Burns Appreciation Society. And I did a Burns night last year in Budapest for about 150 people. Also, I do one every March. They don't seem to understand that Robbie is celebrated on the 25th of January in Liechtenstein. In the vaults of a castle in Liechtenstein, and that, to my astonishment last year, produced a Liechtenstein pipe band in full Highland regalia. So his legend seems to touch some very interesting parts, and most of my time and that of my sales director at this time of year is spent somewhere in the world involved with a Burns night.
Next year, Davidson plans to be home in Ayrshire to celebrate Burns night at the Arran Visitors Centre. That's all for this edition of Whiskey Cast. Whiskey Cast is a production of MG Media, copyright 2006, and comes to you from the charming, yet regrettably dry town of Haddonfield, New Jersey. I'm Mark Gillespie, reminding you that when you drink, please drink responsibly. Thanks for listening.